You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Houston Astros are kind of a weird team because they tend to play really well against tougher teams and play poorly against teams that they're supposed to beat. Or else it seems like that's what they've been doing lately. So let's talk about that with Brian McTaggart. I'm Allison Futter. Tags, am I like making this up in my head, or does it seem like the games that they've been winning have been against teams that they probably should have been losing?
Yeah, well, definitely Baltimore. You were wondering if they would lose three or four in Baltimore, and they win three or four, and the schedule toughened up on them there for a bit, and they took it on the chin pretty hard. You know, back they came home for those two games against the Cardinals and got beat, but kind of like they did when they were playing earlier. They're playing well on the road again and against quality opponents. You know, they did sweep the Cardinals earlier this year on the road, and here they are playing very well against Baltimore, bludgeoning them a couple of games in that series, and then a nice win to open the series at Pittsburgh. So on the road against good teams, they've played pretty well, really, on the road as a whole, and that's pretty impressive. And they're going to have to play really well at home, I think, down the stretch and just really take advantage of that home field advantage and put a stranglehold on it and try to get this final playoff spot.
Yeah, they've had almost no home games in the last couple of weeks with just, as like you mentioned, those Cardinals games just sandwiched in between two long road trips. So let's talk about Gurriel. So he gets called up, and then he strained his hamstring. I know he's not in the lineup. We're recording this on Tuesday. He's not in the lineup on Tuesday. So what's going on with him?
Well, yeah, he's not quite 100%. The problem is there's no DH. So AJ doesn't want to put him in this huge left field in Pittsburgh. And then, you know, Bregman's playing so well at third, so there's really nowhere to put him right now. I mean, if they were playing an American League club, I think he'd be DH-ing. So he's probably not going to play the last game here at Pittsburgh, and then we'll probably see him back in the lineup. It's kind of weird he gets called up before National League City, where there's just one fewer option to play him, and you know now he's got the hamstring thing. So it's not a serious issue, but it's just kind of a lineup issue. It's just without the DH and not wanting to put him in the outfield, and with Bregman playing so well, it's really nowhere for him to put him. But I'm sure he'll use him off the bench if he feels he needs to, and then use him that way, and then he'll be back in the lineup when the team gets home at the weekend.
Yeah, it was sort of a weird, just a weird ascent to the big league. So he struggled really a lot at AA. And then they promoted him to AAA when they should have at the time that they were supposed to be promoting him to the major leagues. But the promotion to AAA actually, like, made more sense because, interestingly enough, like, the really tough pitching is really at AA. Like, those really hard throwers, like, top prospects. At AAA, you've got a lot. You do have some top prospects, but you also have a lot of, like, guys that are sort of journeymen, major leaguers that are up and down between the majors and the minors, and it's actually probably a little bit less challenging just from a hitter standpoint to be able to hit the pitching. So he still didn't do wonderfully at AAA, but I guess it probably built a little bit of confidence, right? And this was really more of like shaking off the rust, as they say, since he has such a long layoff before he even signed with the Astros.
Yeah, I think that's all it was. I mean, we're just trying to get in bats anywhere. I guess he hadn't played since February, since he started playing for the Astros a month ago, I guess, in Florida. So that's a really long layoff. They just wanted him to get his bats anywhere, do it, kind of make it as convenient as possible on him, not have him do a bunch of crazy travel and things like that. So once Fresno went on the road and Round Rock was on the road, there's really nowhere else to put him. They didn't want him to travel, so you know they went ahead and called him up. And you know here he is sitting a couple of games now. So he's probably still got a lot of rust. He's probably not where he needs to be, and the fact he's not going to get to play back to back days here off the bat, it's not going to help him. So it's going to be a little bit of a work in progress with him, I think, just to see him get some consistent good at bats together.
Yeah, speaking of works in progress, and on the complete opposite end of the spectrum would be Alex Bregman, who struggled so much when he first got called up and only had a couple of hits within his first, like, 40-some at-bats. and I was making decent contact. It's not like he was, you know, flailing at the plate and striking out a lot, but it just wasn't happening for him. He has really turned it on, and has started to show signs of what he will be as a major league player moving forward. Really good defensive player. I mean, that was there from day one. But that has to be a little bit of a sigh of relief for everybody, including Bregman, to just see him kind of get in that groove and really feel a little bit better about things as he moves forward and finishes up the season.
Yeah, he's looked really good. I mean, defensively, he's third. I mean, he's making every play, just athletic, showing a great arm. He's in the right spot. So just very impressive. And with the bat, he's here. He's ready. I mean, I think he's ready to compete in this lineup for the next 10 years. And I'm really excited to, you know, when he comes to bat, when the first four batters are up, you just have to sit up and watch. I mean, you know, Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa, with the way Correa is swinging the bat right now. I mean, find me a better 1-4 right now. I mean, I don't think you can do it. That's just four very dangerous guys. And all of them are swinging the bat very well right now. Yeah, but Bregman looks great, and it's just amazing that the 2-for-36 or 38 or whatever it was, and since then he's played at a very, very high level. So it took him a while to get, you know, the hits to start to fall, and now he's seeing line drives and hit another home run Monday night, and he looks comfortable. He doesn't look like a rookie. He looks like everything we always heard he was, that he was a ball player. He was polished. He was ready. He's going to be an impact player, and that's what we see so far.
So last question. I mean, just like you said, the lineup looks really good, a little top-heavy, but a little more evenly distributed than it was a couple of months ago. So it's really up to the pitching. And it just seems like with Lance McCullers on the shelf, I mean, they traded Scott Feldman, it seems like there might not quite be enough in that rotation. But this sort of seems like an opportunity where they still have a pretty decent team to make a wild card push. Do you think that they have enough in the pitching department to get to the finish line?
Yeah, if the starters can just go, you know, the six, seven innings like they were doing consistently for a while, and that we're seeing again, I think offensively they're going to do enough things. They have enough ways to bend and shape the second half of that lineup to score some runs when the top four guys are going on. They make it very dynamic. So, you know, the bullpen will be fine. You know, they're still chasing a few teams, but they're only 3.5 out of here with, what, maybe 30-something room games to go. So there's not a lot of room for error, but I still think they have what it takes. And, you know, look at the schedule coming up. They have a homestand with the Rays and Oakland, and they're going to, you know, that's a homestand you look at, and, you know, you better go 5-1 if you want to try to close this thing out. I mean, you can't afford to go 3-3 against those guys. So they just need to start winning. I mean, they did it for 2 months at a rate that was as good as anybody in the league, and they've got to do it again the final 5 weeks.
Yeah, it sure will be interesting. Okay, thanks, Tex. Talk to you next week.
All right, Allison, thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.